Hello listeners, you're welcome here again. This is Nigeria's History in Our Time. And this episode, I am starting to explore the differentials between the north and the south of Nigeria from historical times, how we arrived here. In other words, I am tracing Nigeria's political history to the roots. You can listen on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcast and Anchor. My name is Ojo Aderemi. You see, everything is history, but tracing that history is a peculiar task that should be left to the experts. This topic is particularly very sensitive because it has to do with sociological changes which has tremendously shaped the evolution of the country over the ages. I'm dividing the analysis into two, the North and the South, and I'm starting with the North. You see, Northern Nigeria has made the Hausa language its lingua franca, although there are many tribes, and there are over 80 million speakers of the Hausa language across West Africa. Indeed, Professor Wambara, he at the University of Nigeria in Nzukka, explained that there are only Hausa-speaking tribes and not Hausa tribe. It will take a specialist to unravel that and to take an entire discussion to explain that. However, the Hausas trace their origins to a legendary figure and person of Bayajida. I'm making reference to the Hausa tribe because they dominate the region in question. They dominate northern Nigeria. It's not to discountenance other semi-forest belt tribes. When we get to that part of history, we will explain properly. We'll share knowledge regarding their history properly. Bayajida, a variant of Abu Yazid or Abu Yejidu, is said to have had a princely origin in the court of Baghdad. Let me be clear here, this is based on oral legends in the court of Hausa kings. It goes like Bayajida is from Baghdad. He left the palace because he had a clash with his father. In other variations, he had a clash with the queen of Baghdad, and yet in another variation, Bayajida was trying to escape being captured by Queen Zidane, who conquered the city. Now, Abdurrahman Alasan wrote the oral version of the Bayajida legend. So Bayajida traveled across Africa, probably not finding a place that was suitable for himself and his men. He arrived at Borno. Once in Borno, he married the daughter of the local king, I think in exchange for the military assistance he could render the king. Her name was Magira, the name of the wife he married in Borno. Bayajida had a political feud with his father-in-law. Eventually, he fled Borno with her, with Magira. And with Magira, he had a child named Biram. Soon, Bayajida left her in the region of Hadejia. It's today in Jigawa State in Nigeria. In a turn of the story, he went to Daura. He arrived, needed water, but there was a complaint about one large snake that guarded the only well that supplied water to the village of Daura. So he killed the snake that was terrorizing the people. And to reward him, he became the husband of the local queen, Daurana. He had a son with her, whom he named Bawo. But earlier, Daurana was unable to conceive for different reasons. She was a queen, the place where the queen was not permitted to get married or have children. So for a while she wasn't able to do all of the requirements. So Dara married her Gwari maid named Bagwariya to Bajira, and he had a son with her. That son was named Karapdagari or Kabagari. So Bajira now has three sons, that is Biram, Karapdagari, and Bawo. Biram is said to have been the progenitor of the Biram kingdom of Hadija. You know, he left Magira in the Hadija region. Karapdagari is said to have been the founder of the seven illegitimate states or Banza Bokwai. Bawo is the founder of the legitimate Hausa state or Hausa Bokwai. Obviously, Bokwai means state in Hausa. So the legitimate states include Daura, Sokoto, Kano, Rano, Katsina, Zaria, and Biram. That's some elitistic manifestations there. You know, Bawo is a son of a prince and a princess, likewise Biram. So they were regarded as the legitimates. So now the states were formed actually by the children. I mean, it became a ruling house sort of in that region. Now, to the illegitimate states, they include Kebbi, Zamfara, Gwari, Jukun, Ilorin, Nope, and Yauri. Now, how Ilorin got on the list is alarming. I thought Ilorin was a Yoruba town, but then we'll probably dig into that later. It's an interesting political history of the Hausa-dominated north that I am talking about here. There are several materials online that can be useful, and at your leisure time, you can read up more. Meanwhile, this history is a dynamic one with local claims to historical legacies in form of the Kusugu well, where Bajira is said to have killed that snake. The well is a tourist attraction in Daura. Also, the dagger Prince Bajira used to get rid of the snake is on display there. When next you visit Nigeria, or if you are in Nigeria, you should visit the well. Another interpretation in this legend is that Bajira might simply represent a transition from female-dominated monarchy to patriarchy. You know, historically, there are codifications. Some traditions codify their history so as not to just for the sake of it, to, you know, create a space for interpretation, for wisdom, and much of this documented orally. Another interpretation also is that, or perhaps other historians say, Bajira never existed at all. Yes, he never existed in history. But then Abu Yazid is a historical figure. Remember earlier I said a variant of the name Bajira is Abu Yazid. But this Abu Yazid was a Kharijite. A Kharijite and rebel in Ifriqiya. Now, there are differences here that we need to understand. Bajira can be traced to antiquity, era before the Middle Ages, or before the advent of Islam at all, before the beginning of Islam at all. But here, there is another way to interpret it, or to point at the origins of this person, of this historical figure, and you're saying that it could be Abu Yazid, who was a Kharijite and a rebel in Ifriqiya. Ifriqiya is the historical Roman country that covers Tunisia, eastern Algeria, and Libya. Abu Yazid was defeated and killed by the Fatimids. His followers then migrated southwards and they formed the Hausa state. That's another variation to the story. Another angle is the theological or biblical angle, that is biblical archaeology, which likens the legend to the story of Cain, the son of Adam. Cain fled from his father Adam and married a woman he met around a well. It also looks like the Yoruba legend about Oduduwa. Hausa states were formed and they became powerful. In the next episode, I will continue from there, taking you through historical changes and events that occurred in the history of the northern Hausa speaking people, the rule of Islam, and the emergence of Sheikh Usman Danfodio. Therefore, listeners, I want you to share the content with your family and friends. And please anticipate the next episode.